This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've been in a shopping mall in this country at any time in the past 40-something years, you have seen a Foot Locker store, right? It's been a staple, catering to sports-minded Americans. But with the impending doom that faces malls across this country, the company is getting creative as it tries to survive the sneaker wars. Elizabeth Segrin is a senior staff writer for Fast Company, most recently about Foot Locker. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Do me a favor and give us the lay of the land in sort of retail sneakerage, if you will, and what Foot Locker's trying to deal with here.
Well, over the last 30 years, a bunch of interesting things happened. Sneakers became much more than a functional pair of shoes, right? That they were much more than just something that you would wear to the gym. It became kind of a marker of identity and status and a form of self-expression to young people. You know, over the last 10 years, people are increasingly buying their sneakers online and at secondhand stores so that they can get, you know, old vintage models. And so in this new landscape, Foot Locker, which was this, you know, bastion of the old way of buying sneakers, is no longer that relevant anymore.
How is it trying to adapt and get a slice of, you know, the sneakerhead future, if you will?
It is a really fascinating strategy, in my opinion. So Foot Locker is now morphing into an entirely new kind of company. It's becoming a little bit of like a VC firm, an investment company that's going out and making investments in interesting companies related to what it does. So most recently, it invested $100 million in GOAT, which is a sneaker resale marketplace. Yeah. You know, it's investing in other sort of growing businesses that will accumulate a lot of data, you know, about youth culture and what's going on in the sneaker world so that it can fuel this other thing that it's doing, which is it's trying to become kind of a consulting company for brands that are interested in understanding youth culture. So those are the two parts of its new business.
Right. But the question then is all of that enough to save Foot Locker from the terrible state now of mall-based retail in America?
Well, that's the big question. In my opinion, this is a wild card strategy, right? It's basically coming up with this totally radical new approach. These investments, I mean, they could pan out, right? I mean, these are small companies that have the potential to be enormous in a couple of years. I think that the sneaker wars, I mean, the sneaker industry is going to be a $95 billion industry in the next 5 years. I think all the companies out there in this space don't really know how they're going to win these wars. So it kind of makes sense for a brand like Foot Locker to just kind of throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks, you know?
Can we back up for a minute to the data part of it? What data is Foot Locker going to get from these investments in the marketplaces and all of those things?
So that's really fascinating. Another resale brand called StockX recently was valued at $1 billion. So there's this huge marketplace where people are trading sneakers as if they're stocks. And the brands themselves, like Nike and Adidas, don't have access to any information about what's happening there. That those sneakers are now beyond the brand, right? They're in this totally other marketplace. So there's a lot of data that a brand like Foot Locker, through its investment in GOAT, has access to. So it can understand what sneakers are coming and going, what's hot, what's not, that kind of thing.
All right. So are you just a reporter who is really into her story, or are you a sneakerhead? And if so, what are you wearing on your feet right now?
I'm not a sneakerhead, but I am really fascinated in this industry because sneakers are this like enormous part of how we express ourselves today. And to me, I think that that's one of the most fascinating things about this, right? Who are you? You know, just look at your shoes.
Elizabeth Segrin is a senior staff writer at Fast Company. Elizabeth, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.